The ticker symbol GM reappears on the New York Stock Exchange.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The global perspective in a moment. First, a big day today for General Motors. After the bell rings on Wall Street this morning, shares of GM will trade for the first time since the carmaker went bankrupt more than a year ago. It's expected to be the second largest initial public offering ever. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Shares of GM are selling for $33 a piece, nearly $10 more than analysts predicted, and demand for the stock is already outpacing supply.
I have an order in with my broker.
That's David Cole with the Center for Automotive Research. It might seem strange that investors are clamoring for shares of a company that was begging for a government bailout just last year, but Cole says bankruptcy allowed GM to shed billions in debt, especially so-called legacy costs, things like employee retirement benefits and health care.
They've literally taken about $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 out of the cost of every car and truck they make. So it really sets the table for a very, very bright and profitable future.
Pension funds and hedge funds are lining up to buy. China's largest car maker, SAIC, bought $500 million worth of shares. The stock sale will also allow the U.S. government to reduce its stake in GM. And Robert Schultz with Standard & Poor's says that will help the car maker's image.
We think that that should help them with the North American consumer.
GM shares would still have to go up by more than a third for the government to get its $50 billion in bailout money back. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And now to the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world and how it affects the United States. The problem facing the Airbus A380 super jumbo jet may be worse than anyone thought. Now the Australian airline Qantas says as many as 40 engines in planes around the world may have to be replaced. A couple of weeks ago, one of the engines on an A380 blew out in midair and forced an emergency landing. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
How big of a problem is this for Airbus?
Well, this is more of a setback for the engine maker, Rolls-Royce, which will surely have to pick up much of the tab for this. Qantas had already grounded its 6 super jumbos. If 40 engines are recalled, we could be talking about another 10 aircraft belonging to Singapore Airlines and Lufthansa grounded. That's 16 of these huge planes and a very big tab, says David Learmount, who's an editor at Flight International magazine.
That's an awful lot of carrying capacity and an awful lot of money that isn't being earned and a lot of passengers who are having to be put somewhere else.
But Stephen, Rolls-Royce says it's identified where the engine's flaw is. Is that going to solve the problem?
Well, eventually it will fix that problem. Eventually the company will fix the reputational damage too. But that damage is pretty serious. Rolls-Royce, of course, is a name that's synonymous with excellence. By the way, this is not the same as the car company. That was hived off years ago and is now owned by BMW. But the Rolls-Royce name for aero engines has certainly suffered. Right now, airlines that are ordering the Super Jumbo have a choice of engines. They can go for the Rolls-Royce power plant or they can have one made by GE and Pratt and Whitney. So Rolls are very likely to lose a fair amount of business over this.
All right, Marketplace's Stephen Beard with us from London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Global stocks, by the way, are higher at the moment. Investors are showing some confidence that an Irish debt rescue plan is in the works in Europe. Wall Street yesterday, the S&P was flat. The NASDAQ gained 0.25%. The Dow lost more ground, however. It closed down 15 points to end the day at 11,007.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at The Economist online. And by MassMutual, with financial professionals nationwide who are trained to serve the unique financial needs of their clients at MassMutual.com.
For months, we've been talking about countries tackling debt, and a common remedy has been raising the retirement age. And this morning, retirement is the topic of the Marketplace Globalist Quiz. And we welcome Stefan Richter, publisher and editor-chief of TheGlobalist.com. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So my question today is about something that you must spend a lot of time thinking about.
What's that?
How much time you get to spend in retirement compared to people of other countries.
Okay.
Which country of the following ones has the longest period of retirement? Is it Japan, the United States, that would be you, Germany, or France?
The most time in retirement. So that would mean what, the earliest retirement age as opposed
the
to
longest,
life expectancy?
Well, that's part of it.
All of
you
that,
know,
right, right.
That's a, you know, the effective retirement age is one factor and longevity, average life expectancy
right.
is another.
Something tells me it's not the United States.
Yeah, we're tough.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. So I'm going to guess Germany.
Oh. If you are in Germany, you almost spend 20 years in retirement, while yeah. in the United States, it's 17.6. But I'd like to remind you of current headlines. You know, there's a lot of cozy strike action in some country.
Yeah. Well, and Greece is, was not one of the answers, Stefan. So.
No. And Greece is not the leader here, but even though they have a pretty charmed life, except for cutting on their budget.
All right. So I would mm-hmm. say then the next guess I have is France.
The French people almost get to spend a quarter century in retirement.
Oh, wow.
Officially, you know, Sarkozy is fighting about this. They retire at 60. Sarkozy wants to make it 62, but the effective rate right now is that you get to retire at 58.7 years on average. And since the French people in their beautiful country get to live a long time, yeah. that's almost a quarter century. It's almost double the Japanese. So let's move to France, man, and retire there.
Drink
good
some
food
champagne,
and,
absolutely.
All of that stuff.
I'm ready to go whenever you are, Stefan.
Au barricade.
Well, thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
Au revoir. Ciao.
And finally, starting this weekend in Detroit, the exhibit Fakes, Forgeries, and Mysteries will run at the Detroit Institute of Arts with hands-on work for visitors who can identify whether works are truly authentic. Well, here's an idea. Try paying to get in with a counterfeit bill. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Some banks do it with low fees. Some do it with fancy technology. Some just do it differently.
We've fared better in the last 3 years of a very difficult recession because we knew our customers a lot better.
I'm Kai Rizdal. As the beleaguered banking industry looks for new business models, here's one. Know your customers on site and give your profits to charity. Our series Economy 4.0 next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.